Okay, guys, we are officially going here. Got the recording started. Welcome, everybody. I'm showing 40 people even on the call right now. We are doing our Thursday call, and we have, before we get introduce our guest tonight, just wanted to welcome everybody and congratulate Chris Bernardi for going diamond in the last since the last call. So congratulations to Chris. And we also have Lance Wyatt, who achieved emerald status since our last call, so we want to give a hand to Lance. And we had several new coaches join our team. Not going to name them all, but we had several new coaches join. I think we had 41 in the last since the last call on the downline. Remember, guys, we want to add them to the team page, and we want to make sure that we're plugging in them to these calls on a weekly basis. For the size of our team now and the downline, we should be getting much, much better attendance on the calls and on the team page. I know a lot of things happen, and we do record them for that very reason, but I would love to see our calls be breaking 200, 300 on a weekly basis. With that being said, we have a very special guest with us tonight, all the way from California, from Beachbody Corporate, Jeremy Redd, and very honored to have him tonight. Gotten to know Jeremy very well over the last several weeks, and actually met him for the first time in Florida just days after he came on board, and got to know him pretty good at the Lansing game plan and actually over a couple of pina coladas on the boat. And Jeremy's a real deal, guys. I've been meeting with him on a weekly basis and intend to continue to work for him. He helped push me a little bit, and I know that tonight he kind of wants to talk about that a little bit and more, and what he's going to do for us as, you know, more of, I would say, a more of an intimate role with us as coaches than we've ever had in the past. So, Jeremy, are you there, bud?
You bet. Thank you for the introduction.
You bet, man. I hope I didn't leave anything out, and if I did, just hit me later.
Happy to be here. It's Thursday night, almost the start to what I hope is going to be a wonderful weekend for everybody on the call, but I appreciate you taking time out of your busy nights to join us. Jeffrey asked me to jump on board and kind of give you guys a little bit of a download of who I am and talk about maybe some leadership principles, and then also tie to it you know, a little bit about what I do in terms of my role with Beachbody and kind of a call to action in terms of you guys partnering up, using each other to be successful. So I've thought a lot about what I'm going to talk about tonight. It's going to be a little bit different than probably what you've normally heard. And the reasoning behind that is I want to tie my personal story and my role into some of the key principles that I want to share with you in terms of leadership and how I feel like you know, if you guys follow them, you'll be, you know, more successful in your business. But as Jeffrey talked about, you know, I'm new to Beachbody myself. My role is new to Beachbody. And so I want to just take a bit of time up front to kind of tell you a little bit about me and what I do with the company. But really kind of always thinking about the end in mind up front. There's going to be five things that I want to cover tonight. And those five things are going to be focused on leadership skills that I definitely think if you apply and implement into your business will help you be more successful. And maybe you have experience in each one of these areas. Maybe it's something you're currently doing, but I'm a firm believer that a lot of the time our biggest successes aren't these big, huge, grandiose ideas that we do. It's just the little tiny 1-2% tweaks and twists that we do along the way that give us our you know, our huge wins and our biggest successes. So first thing, we want to talk about the power of your story and how important that is, and don't sell yourself short in that area. The second thing that I want to go over is how important leadership is and how you really can't cheat leadership. It's either there or it's not. The third thing that I want to go over is really kind of digging into your personal why and understanding the whys of some of the coaches and partners that you team up with. The fourth thing, kind of hitting on what Jeffrey talked about, the importance of accountability, you know, how valuable it can and will be if you find others to team up with, you know, to make each other stronger. The fifth thing is for all of us to remember is the importance of giving back. I think all of us, because of Beachbody, we've been given a pretty unique gift, and I think there's an obligation on our end to share that and kind of to give back to those that are around us. So anyways, long story short, the reason why I want to start in each one of these areas with my story, I guess, is that I feel strongly that as we develop kind of trust and a friendship and a relationship with each other, and I've done this with Jeffrey over the past couple months, I feel strongly that it opens up doors to opportunities that you wouldn't have otherwise. And so I just encourage each of you as coaches to realize that the stronger your friendship and relationship and trust is with those that you work with, the better the opportunity is going to be and the more doors that will be open to help each other be successful. And I feel strongly, and you can tell by the way that I talk, that Beachbody to me is unique. I don't think there's anything like it right now in the world. It works. There's no question behind what we offer. The only variable, so to speak, in the equation is the actual determination and discipline to be successful. And I believe that on the product side, and I believe that on the business side. And I feel strongly that if you allow it, Beachbody can seriously change your life. So let me talk a little bit first about me. I had an incredible family growing up. I have zero complaints about my childhood growing up. We didn't have a lot of money growing up. We were pretty poor. But you know what? My home was a home where we had incredible life lessons that were taught. And even though we struggled with money, I always felt like I was blessed and privileged to, have the parents and have the brothers and sisters that I did. I grew up with seven brothers and sisters. My dad's a school teacher. I remember growing up, and I was a little ashamed of it growing up, but I would go to the thrift stores and buy some of the basketball shoes that were used and some of the football cleats that were used because that's just money was tight. We just didn't have anything else. But like I mentioned to you before, our home was very rich in principles, and there are a lot of lessons that I consider priceless to me that were taught to me at a young age. I learned a lot about attitude. I learned a lot about integrity, learned a lot about work ethic, and I knew at a young age that I maybe wouldn't always be the smartest person, wouldn't always have the best ability or the biggest ability, or maybe wouldn't be the most athletic person. But I knew because of those three qualities that were taught to me about attitude, integrity, and work ethic, that if I had gaps that I was presented with, that with those three qualities and characteristics, they could overcome any weaknesses or holes that I was experiencing in my life. I apologize to those of you on the call that don't like sports or can't relate to sports, because a lot of what I do, I always tie to sports. I played a lot of sports growing up. I was involved in basketball, track. I played college football. My wife and I, we competed in, when we lived in Singapore, in triathlons together. Actually, we just moved back from Singapore in end of December, beginning of January. I was the general manager of Southeast Asia for the company that I worked for over there, and we were a part of a company that was growing like crazy. We saw sales increase by $50 million a year. We used our success in Singapore as a springboard to launch into other markets in the region. I was 30 years old at the time and thought that I was really at the top of my career and at the top of the world. But as I got farther and farther and farther into it, I realized I was miserable. And I kind of had lost identity at work a little bit because we just worked so many hours. We were so focused on growth, so focused on goals and the money aspect of the company being profitable and being successful, that I really started kind of to become, miserable. And I learned quickly that, money and what the world terms as success doesn't always bring you or buy you happiness. It just doesn't happen. I mentioned to you a little bit about my wife. I've been married for 8 years. My wife is super kind, super patient. She's definitely a million times better in terms of a person than I am. We also had the opportunity, while we were over there in Singapore, our two-year-old son was born, and I never thought that, a little guy could be or bring so much joy into my life. But unfortunately for him, he's a little bit like his dad. That is, that's something for me, and I'll talk about this a little bit later on. But the reason why I do what I do in my life is directly related to him. He's my driver, he's my push, along with my wife, and I think having those type of anchors in your life are super important. My wife and I, we had done, prior to really knowing about the opportunity with Beachbody, we had always been involved in fitness, like I talked about, and in athletics, and we had done P90X a few times. So I really knew about the product side of Beachbody, but then I reconnected with a close friend, Jeff Hill, as we worked in transitioning from Singapore back to the United States. I had an opportunity to come into the corporate offices and sit down with Carl, who I think the world of, sit down with Brett, and was very, very, very impressed with the corporate side of things here. But what really kind of sealed the deal for us in terms of accepting this job and really diving in, my wife and I spent almost 2 to 3 days looking at the transformation stories of you guys as coaches, and that really was the cherry on top of the cake. It was something that was incredible. It was impactful. We honestly, as a family, feel super blessed and super fortunate that we have, Beachbody in our life. Like I said before at the beginning of the call, I think it's a unique opportunity, a huge opportunity to change people's lives. When we came back from Singapore, we realized, I think being away from America and not being immune to some of the things that we struggle with here as a country, when we came back, it really slapped us in the face that, America today is facing some serious challenges. We have challenges with obesity, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and I really feel like just because of everything that we're currently in as a country, I really have one of the best jobs in the world. You can see immediate results in people's lives, and then I also, as Jeffrey talked about, I have the opportunity to get to know very closely a lot of the coaches throughout the United States. I get to understand their story, understand their transformations. We sit down and we talk goals. Where do they want to be by convention? Where do they want to be by the end of the year? Where do they envision themselves in this business 2 to 3 years from now? And then we talk a lot about activities, and my role is to help make sure that their activities are consistently in balance with their goals so that they are able to accomplish their goals. So to kind of tie, my story and what I do back to each one of these five principles, I just think it's important when we talk about your story, I think it's important for you to not be ashamed of your story. I think we all have strengths, and we all have weaknesses. And I would encourage each of you to just not be ashamed of who you are and what you've had in your life, so to speak, and allow your uniqueness and who you are to make up the difference in your life and to help you be successful. I think there's others as you go through life that will be attracted to you because of the challenges or struggles or maybe even weaknesses that you've had in your life. And I think there's power behind that. And I've seen that so many times as we've gone through and even up there in Lansing and Columbus and some of these other game plan events that we've done. There's been coaches that have been a little intimidated to share their story because they were initially embarrassed about it, but as they have worked or established the courage to share that story, the floodgates have opened up, and there has been individuals attracted to them and situations that have taken place where they have changed people's lives and have had incredible experiences. So I just wanted to encourage each of you on this call, that first principle, do not be scared or ashamed to share your story because there's so much power behind it. If we talk a little bit about the importance of leadership, I have a strong belief that you can't cheat attitude, integrity, or work ethic. There is nothing magical about it. Either you have it or you don't. And I believe that you will attract in your business who you are. So if you start each day looking in the mirror, ask yourself, who am I? What am I about? Because I guarantee you're going to attract who you are for the good or for the bad. And you can't cheat leadership. Individuals or people are attracted to those that have a high, a contagious attitude, high level of integrity, and just an awesome amount of work ethic. I know as you go throughout life, like I mentioned before, you're going to fall short. Sometimes you're going to make mistakes. We're here to learn and we're here to grow. And I'd encourage you to kind of fail forward. I love that analogy. You know what? It doesn't matter if you made a mistake. It doesn't matter if you've fallen short. Take advantage of those opportunities to learn and grow, but realize, you know what, as long as I've got a great attitude, as long as I've got a high level of integrity and I have a strong work ethic, the other areas in my life that I'm weak, you know, those gaps or those holes will be able to be made up, and I'm going to be able to learn and grow and improve and get better. I talked a little bit at the third thing about understanding your why personally, but then also understanding clearly the why of those that you work closest with. I think this road that we're on that we call Beachbody, it will never be perfectly paved. We're going to have challenges. We're going to have obstacles. We're going to have adversity that confronts us. You know, maybe our IT system's not the best. Maybe our website's not the best. Maybe our messaging isn't always crystal clear. Or maybe there'll be times in your business where you do a fit club or you have a shake and shimmy, whatever it is, whatever tools you use to grow your business, there will be meetings that go bad. And there will be mornings that you get up and you realize, you know what, I don't want to do this today. I just don't have the energy. I'm tired. I'm worn out. And it is going to be your why that helps you kind of overcome those challenges or that adversity that you're feeling. And I believe that it's your why that helps you kind of come back and refocus, be more disciplined, and help you achieve your goals. And you can have goals in a lot of different areas of your life. Maybe it's a health goal. Maybe it's a social goal. Maybe it's a fitness goal. Whatever it is, I believe that your why is going to be a lot of the time the thing that helps you overcome some of those weaknesses that you're feeling on any given day. But I think that it has to be deep. I think that it has to be emotional. And I think also personally, but also, you know, with the partners that you're working with closely, I think you have to understand their why. You know, an example, I've shared this out in the Lansing, you know, game plan event that we did with that lady that had just gone through a divorce. She was a single mom with a couple kids. And on the cruise, we talked a lot about her why. And, you know, her why was to make more money in her business, and we could have left it at that. But like I talked about earlier, money is not always the solution. And so I pushed back on that a little bit, and we dug down a little bit deeper into her story, and we kind of unfolded a credit card that had $2,000 on it, and she realized with her income and with her salary there would just be no way she could ever pay that off, and it was killing her. It was a bird on her ear that was always there, and it was driving her insane. And then we dug down a little bit deeper, and she just said, coming home, I feel guilty as a mom not being able to spend time with my kids, having to work all day to provide for our family. And it absolutely kills me going into the backyard and looking through the windows into the backyard and seeing my kids look over the fence into the neighbor's backyard and watching the neighbor kids, you know, jump up and down on the trampoline and knowing that I cannot provide that for them or I don't have the means to give that to them. And to me, that was deep. To me, that was emotional. And that has been a huge resource for us as we've worked together over the past couple weeks to always bring some of the challenges and obstacles that we face back to her credit card, back to her trampoline, and to use the business as a way for her to overcome those two challenges that she was facing. So I think there's importance around understanding your why, having a chance to sit on your edge of your bed with the doors closed, all the distractions gone, and really understand what you're about and why you want to have success in this business. And I think there's also power behind teaming up together as a team like you have now on the call and talking about each other's why and using that as a way to overcome challenges and adversity that you face. That kind of leads well into our next point, accountability, and how I feel like accountability is key. I think you have to surround yourself with individuals that you believe are better than you and that you report to on a daily basis. Jeffrey and I have kind of worked through this process. We're in contact often. I understand crystal clear what his goals are. I understand what he wants out of his Beachbody business. And And he's accountable to making sure that on a daily basis he does the right activities to grow his business. And there's power between you guys getting together as a team and working through that same process. I believe you'll never be as strong alone as you are, you know, when you're working with others and surrounding each other with better people than who you are to help support you. And I, you know, kind of with that analogy is you will always become who your 10 closest friends are. Like in the morning when you stand up and look at the mirror, it's always a good self-evaluation to take a step back and look at who your 10 closest friends are, who are you spending the most time with. And I feel strongly that that's who you are going to become. And I make a point in my life to surround myself with individuals like Carl, like Brett, and like Jeff Hill, because I know that they're better individuals and better people than I am, and I know if I'm around them, rubbing shoulders with them, that I'm going to naturally become better because of my association with them. Last thing that I want to talk about is just, you know, remember to give back. I think that's why we're all here, and that's I feel strongly that that's why we all do, you know, in this business what we do. Beachbody really is, it's something, you know, it doesn't matter who's on this call, but it's a gift that you've been given, and you maybe have had your health enhanced. You may have had, you know, friends that you've made that will just be life, long friends that, will always be there. There may also be a financial opportunity that you have chosen to pursue that, you know, wouldn't have been there had you not have been a part of Beachbody. But I think, because we have this gift in our lives, I think there's a huge obligation for us to share it with those that, you know, cross paths with us on a daily basis. Those interactions can come from random people in the community, at our jobs, in our neighborhoods, whatever it is. But I know as you look to get to know people, that there'll be gaps in their life. Like I said before, either a health gap, a social gap, or even a financial struggle that they have that Beachbody can help feel or meet in their lives. I also think with team members, you know, for example, an individual enrolling or allowing Jeff to sponsor him or her, I think it goes a lot deeper than just, hey, will you partner with me? I think there's some responsibility there when you sponsor somebody in this business. Really what they're telling you is, hey, you know what? Help me. You know, I need help. I need to change my life. And I need to end a cycle. Maybe that's a health cycle. Maybe that's a social cycle. Maybe that's a, you know, a financial cycle. That when they allow you to sponsor them, they're really saying, help me change my life, and help me end that cycle. So I just want to go back today. I think you look at your story, look at your leadership qualities. Look at your why and the why of those that you surround yourself with. Find an accountability partner that you can team up with. And in terms of giving back, I think you have a unique, incredible gift that in your life right now that others that you cross paths with don't have. They have gaps in their life that I definitely know Beachbody can fill. So I hope that I hope something in some way, shape, or form we've been able to connect today. I hope that as you leave this call, you know, there's something that you can take from today and immediately begin applying in your business to help you have more success. And like I said at the very, very, very beginning of the call, I believe strongly that Beachbody, if you allow it, can be a resource to change your life personally, but change a lot of lives of a lot of individuals that you come in contact with. And, you know, I appreciate you guys letting me steal a little bit of your time, and, appreciate Jeff, for his leadership and putting together these types of calls and having, take place in your guys' organization, some of the things that do take place. And Jeff, I'll kind of kick it back to you.
Cool. Thank you, Jeremy. It's, really great to hear your insight. Guys, we got to have a lot of questions here, but before we do that, I just was curious, Jeremy. Was the population in Singapore, the people you know associated with, is there? I mean, when you came back, was it truly eye opening to see the difference in health and fitness, you know, basically their big, you know, not having that experience and seeing that, living abroad like that, was it really drastic when you come back and say, we do have a problem here?
Well, Asian, especially living in Asia, they're very frugal, very health conscious. They're very educated. So they're savvy in a lot of different areas where we just completely lack here in the United States. So you're kind of going from two extremes. You're going from one of the most obese populations in the world to probably one of the most fittest populations in the world. When you get over there, you don't realize it. You know, you surround yourself with it. A lot of my friends were Asians. I didn't really even hang out or see that many Americans. So yeah, when you come back to the United States and when you see that, it's a huge slap in the face to realize, you know what, we have challenges. And if we don't face those challenges and confront those challenges and change them, there's gonna be a significant impact for us as a country. And that's why I just think the opportunity that we have with Beachbody is just so strong. It's a window that's open that I don't think will always be open, but if we do take advantage of it now and maximize it, the opportunity is just incredible.
Yeah. You know, and I was getting to a point with the team here, and that's, you know, you kind of touched on it right there at the end. You know, I look at coaching as more than just obviously a way to reach out to people, and it is a business, you know, for us that are building it. I'm seeing that more and more every day, kind of like we talked about, Jeremy. But, you know, one of the things that we didn't talk about the other day when we talked on Tuesday was I also look at this as a responsibility too. And if you look at it as a responsibility, your responsibility in your own neighborhoods or your own circle of friends, coworkers, family members, you know, it puts a lot more validity to what we do as a coach, you know, responsibility to share your story like you talked about at the start. Because I think we do, as coaches, have a responsibility when we sign on, you know, to spread health and fitness. So, you know, that should be part of what you guys are really looking at your why. And I can't encourage you guys enough to pull out that paper. Maybe it's dusty right now because you haven't been focusing on it. And some of you have. I see it every day in the team page. But if you're reconnecting tonight, pull up that why and look at it again and, you know, update it if you need to. I constantly am tweaking my goals. You know, Jeremy's going to help me stay on track of them. But I think that whole topic that he talked about and why is just so, so important. Because it's your reason why you're on this call. It's your reason why you're doing what you're doing by pushing play every day. It's your reason for doing this for your family. You know, my family's one of my biggest reasons why I really can't wait for the next couple of years with Beachbody, you know, because I'm going to be able to spend a lot more time with them. I've been amazed on how fast this has, you know, just moved for me, but at the same time, I'm more amazed at how many people have reached out and became coaches and people I get to talk to on a daily basis. You know, most of my best friends now, like you said, the people you associate with are on this call. And it's a lot of validity in that. So, guys, you got to have some questions for Jeremy. We're just a little bit more than past the full hour that we have for our call. You know, maybe we'll end a little bit early tonight. Maybe we'll go a little bit long. Depends on you guys. But I really hope I'm seeing my team page blow up right now with a lot of remarks. A lot of them good, Jeremy, but I'm hoping that those turn into to questions here. So with that being said, who wants to break the ice?
Well, I have a very logistical question for Jeremy.
I'm a sales guy. I don't do logistics. I'm just joking. Lay it on me. What's
Jeremy. When we hit Success Club this month, is there anything specific if we register for Shake and Share? Is there anything specific that we have to do to let corporate know that we hit Success Club, or is that all automatic to receive like the technology book and that? Or do you know?
Well, yep. Let's go back through and let's kind of just review the promotion. There's three aspects of the promotion that I think are kind of key. And then we'll kind of dig into some of the back end stuff that need to make sure you guys have fall into place. Jeffrey, you can correct me if I've missed anything. So first and foremost, like you talked about, the biggest thing coming out of April is obviously the Shake and Share. It's been intensified because of the call yesterday that we did. But basically, you register for Shake and Share. You get the doctor CD.
Normally anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour.
you get the book. And basically, logistically, you signing on, you registering, that opens up the door for that piece of the promotion. Obviously, with Success Club and the lead wheel, the $50 for Success Club 5 or the $100 for Success Club 10, as you're going out, growing your business internally, that stuff just becomes available to you because those are numbers that we track. And then for those of you going to convention, being a part of Success Club in the months of April and May, get you in the door to the Success Club reception. And again, that's just something internally that we kind of do on our end. So I guess the biggest thing in terms of logistics, get registered for Shake and Share. Make sure you've jumped on. We put a huge timeline on registration, trying to, get up to, 10,000 registrants, so to speak. And Carl's put in $250,000 or a cap of up to $250,000 that we're going to donate to Rain Catchers as an incentive to help you grow your business, but then all of us to come together as coaches throughout the United States for a bigger cause outside of ourselves. So I hope that helps to answer your question.
And Ron touched on something there too that I was kind of hoping maybe you would just, give your view
was
on.
Was that Ron asking the question?
Yeah, that's Mr. Belt.
Oh my goodness, I got a headache already.
I've been really talking quite a bit about, with new coaches, with existing coaches, and with my coaches who are really moving up, what to do it with their own teams, but just the importance of how one thing in your business can basically make everything happen. And we talked about the game plan, and I know you know what I'm going to talk about, Jeremy, that Success Club.
Mm-hmm.
Just how one simple thing to focus on, as a new coach gets you emerald in the first month, as an existing coach gets you those Shakeology leads and sees your business grow if you've been stagnant for a while. But focusing on one thing and how you don't have to get lost in, as a new coach or an existing coach or even an older coach, just in lost on what to do. And then, what is your view on Success Club?
And I've answered this from stage a million times for those of you that have gone to the game plan, but just for the group, I have a strong belief that the game plan training focuses on six activities that you should do consistently in your business to build a great foundation. And the faster you work through those six activities, the more success you're going to have in your business. So that helps lay the foundation. Then to answer your question, Jeff, in terms of a benchmark, I feel strongly that Success Club should be the benchmark you set in your business if you want to grow on a monthly basis. So you can't go wrong. If your focus is game plan, six critical activities, and then Success Club, consistently being a part of Success Club on a monthly basis, I guarantee you, if that's your focus in those areas, there's just no way you can't accomplish your goals with us at Beachbody.
Yep. And that's all I've been doing, guys. That's all I've been doing is just focusing on the game plan and Success Club. I don't know if we have any of the new gals, Heather and Christy, who was on last night, but that's a lot of what I spent talking to them about, Jeremy, was those two things and how easy it is as a new coach coming in to see your business get profitable right from the start. So, cool. I think Jason Puck, you were going to say something before Ron got on there.
He can't be on the call. Who invited him?
I could have sworn I heard him. Maybe I'm wrong. You there, Jason? Maybe he dropped.
Yeah. There
he is.
Jeff, I had a question.
Jason!
I don't know if he's on here or not. Let's go to the other guy. Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeremy. If you could, just for a few minutes, something I've been talking to actually Jeff about and something I've been talking to my own team about, if you could talk about the importance of, because this is a business and treating it like business, how important it is to have a quote-unquote schedule around your day where you're actually scheduling time for this business so that you make sure that you're keeping the proper balance between, for those of us who have a full-time job, our family, so that we're not,
yeah,
so we're not getting ourselves into a burnout situation.
Awesome. Yeah, and Jeff, do you mind if I just use our example that we talked about the other day? Is that all right?
You bet. That's Jeff Gamut, actually. You met him in Lansing. He's a one-star.
Oh, Jeff, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, buddy.
So Jeff and I had a conversation on Jeffrey Armbruster, and I had a conversation earlier this week, and we talked a lot about this. For a lot of individuals on this call, you know, they may still be in a full-time job. They also either a mom or a dad have demands with family. I believe strongly that if you're constantly trying to be successful in all of those areas together, you're going to burn yourself out. But I believe if you set up hours and time, hours for your family, hours for your business, and then you focus on maximizing that time schedule, you'll be more successful. For example, you know, was working with a mom today, just saying, hey, you know what, I'm burnt out. And we focused on separating her life, treating her business like a business, having actual specific business hours so she wasn't pulled away with her kids when stuff came up, but then also trying to on the smartphone still do business, and she wasn't being the mom that she felt like she needed to be. But we started working through the process of actually setting up office hours where those were dedicated, intensely focused office hours to build her business. And I promised her that what she could do in a five-hour basis with the focus on the hours would be a lot better than what she was doing, probably spending 10 hours trying to build the business right now, being sidetracked with a million different things going on. And there's power behind that, because you come back to the business after you've been the dad or the mom that you've wanted to be and give your kids 100% of the time and the attention that they deserve. I believe strongly that you come back to the business more focused, more energized, probably more creative and more able to be successful, and then vice versa too. After you've really just during a 5-hour slot or a 3-hour slot focus that time 110% on growing the business, I promise you come back now to being a dad, Jeff, or being a mom and focusing on the kids, I promise you you're a better dad. You're more creative, you have more energy and more focus in that area also.
Does that help you, Mr. Gamet?
It does. Thank you, Jeremy. That's exactly what I was looking for.
Cool, guys. More questions. These are good. What about any new coaches out there? Anybody got any questions, you know, that you would love to answer right now or get answered or asked? Nothing. Come on, guys.
I'm listening.
Yeah, we got 52 people on the call. I know we got to have some more questions.
I put them to sleep, Jeff. Sorry, man.
No, it's no big deal. They were shy last week, too. We had Aaron Mathis on last week, and they were shy for a while, but then we couldn't shut them up at the end.
They're unfamiliar with you, Jeremy. That's all.
I guess so, man.
Okay. I tell you guys, I'll break the ice. You guys, I saw this guy pull one of the most fascinating U-turns ever accomplished in the state of Michigan at the game plan.
That comes with his California mentality of driving.
No, with kids in the car, in the back seat.
Yeah. With kids in the car.
I was
asking, Dad, how come you don't drive as cool as Jeremy does?
Exactly.
Jeremy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the deal on this coach thing that we discussed yesterday on the call, the East versus West. Okay.
Yep.
To make it clear, you're on the East and Alethea's on the West, right?
Yep.
Okay, so the team that wins, do we get to dunk? Like, let's say that the East wins, is it then Alethea that we're dunking, or is it you that we're dunking? I'm trying to figure it out.
So that was the original game plan, and that was what we were going to go after. But then Carl kind of said, look, you guys, let's come together. Let's not push. Let's not compete against each other. Let's come together. And like I talked about today on the call, let's together be stronger than we would have been working alone. And let's put some money and some skin in the game to say, hey, let's try to maximize this $250,000 pot that we have. And let's help each other grow our businesses. Let's have more success focusing on building the business together. And then let's also change people's lives in Eastern Africa that, you know, for $10, you know, that water would provide, or that would provide them for, you know, water for the rest of their lives. And that's kind of, so we steered away from doing the East versus West competition. And we really just said, you know what, let's come together. Let's focus on rain catchers. let's focus on growing our business and being able to, you know, like our mission statement says, really enhance lives, help people achieve their goals, and live healthier, more fulfilling lives.
I just want to comment on just that alone, the brain cancer promotion in this last 24 hours, that has made invites in the last 24 hours just incredibly easy because, I mean, the person that, you know, when I walk my son to school in the morning, the person, the crossing guard, she's one of my prospects, and I've talked to her several times, and it's like, it was such an easy invite just to talk about what you as a company are doing, saving lives, and say, hey, look, just, you know, come to this opportunity call, and for you confirming this appointment, $10 to this charity that's going to save 10 lives in East Africa. That, to me, is amazing, and I just want to say how much I appreciate that, and, you know, both amazing creativity and, you know, incredible reaching out on the part of the company.
That's one of the things that I've loved about Team Beachbody is that they're giving back, you know, as much as they are giving to us, too. You know, I mean, there always seems to be something that Carl's doing to not only light a fire under us, but it's got some type of substance to it. You know, there's somebody being helped out that doesn't even really care so much about Beachbody and what we stand for, but he's reaching out and touching other people, like, you know, people in East Africa there. So that's a lot of what, you know, I wouldn't say it's my why, but a lot of what I believe in with Beachbody is that it's a company that actually, you know, really, really does in the end care about not only the coaches, the customers, but, you know, the people that are not even associated with us. You know, the people that we're going to help out, you know, with lose 100 pounds or whatever. Company is a real deal, and I learned that last year. I mean, my eye-opening experience, and, you know, I know Jeremy's been on the planning committee here, so he's probably got a lot of good info what's going to happen here in June, but, you know, my eye-opening experience was Summit last year. You know, I that's where I really got it. That's where everything just kind of hit fruition for me of what this was all about and what I had in front of me and the power of it. So, you know, when I heard Carl's closing 7 minutes, you know, and for those of you that would like me to say yes here at the end, but I can repost that 7-minute speech that Carl did at Summit. I'll put it up on the team page. But that's where my eyes were open and I became a believer. Kind of goes with what Ron said there. It's this company stands for something, and that's where it really kind of opened my eyes. And I know you guys have more surprises for us here at Summit, right, Jeremy? Still there, Jeremy? We lost Jeremy. Okay, guys, we lost Jeremy. He must have dropped his phone. You guys have got any other questions that maybe I can answer? Anything you guys got for me? No. Okay, so let's talk about next week. Mr. Bradley, you're there, right?
I am.
Yeah, we're gonna change things up a little bit. We're gonna have a little bit of what I would call, what would you say, Ron, team training?
It's gonna be interactive, and if my vision of what's gonna happen next week is correct, it should absolutely explode some businesses. I mean, I have a vision of what I wanna have happen, and it's what I know is going to have happen for me first and foremost. It's kind of weird because, you know, it's like the oxygen mask. I'd be able to do it for myself first. And I'm going to practice it probably twice before I do it on the call, maybe even three times. And it's just going to hopefully blow everybody away and really, really bring some power to why everybody is here.
Are you going to hypnotize us or?
No. not even close.
We've already drank that Kool-Aid, Fred.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not into that metaphysical stuff. No, I'm just, this is, it's going to be really a team call on really the power behind why, you know, behind why we're all doing what we're doing.
Going to segue nicely into just really finding your why and, you know, making it the best why possible with some personal training that Ron and I have been talking about, and he's going to take us through it next Thursday, as well as he, I believe, this weekend is going to go sit in on Jaiel Weber's Hispanic launch down in Miami, right?
Yeah, it's not this weekend, but it's Monday night.
Monday night.
Yeah, so I'll hopefully come back with a little bit of information about the Hispanic market. My coach, Myra, who I think is on the line right now, is just absolutely burning it up and is fired up about it, and I'm fired up about it. I'm excited. My entire, neighborhood where I live pretty much is all Spanish-speaking, so I just think it's phenomenal. And I've noticed now where when you go to sign up a coach, it says right on there, if you don't live in the United States, click here, which means that they're starting to take information for people for other countries. So something big, is it definitely in the works.
Yep. Jeremy, you back?
Yeah, man, sorry. Don't try to put your phone on speaker halfway through a conference call because it just dropped me.
No problem. We were just.
I don't think I've ever dialed a number so quickly in my life. I was impressed because I was like, oh no.
Yeah, since we had lost you, we were just teasing next week's call a little bit. But I was just saying before we lost you was can't wait to see what I have quite a few coaches on the line that are. I'm actually kind of cool. I think I got like 20 or 25 coaches going to Summit.
Good.
Quite a few of them are on the line, so I know you guys probably got some pretty cool things in store for us, and it's going to be a lot bigger than last year. That was my aha moment last year was at Summit. I was a diamond last year, and just, since Summit, my business has exploded, and that's really where I got it. So the power of Summit, I can't wait to see all you guys there, Jeremy, and everything's going on here in a couple months.
Well, I tell you what, we've got a lot of fun and exciting things that are going to take place, and definitely you don't want to miss out on what we're going to have take place at Summit.
Yep. And guys, one of the coolest things about Summit too is whether you guys are going Wednesday, like myself, or not, Wednesday and Thursday they're going to have those office tours. That was one of the highlights for me. Was just I've been there a few times now, but going through the corporate headquarters and seeing how much of a family that is, really lends a lot of validity to your business, and see what these people are set up for. And gosh, it's, I almost describe it like a Google/Apple environment. It's just so open and fun. It's pretty cool. So I'm going to make sure I do that. I think probably on Wednesday when I get there, I'm going to hunt down Jeremy, see where his office is in there.
Hey, you want to know the truth?
Yeah.
My office is in Utah, unfinished, and so I have to roll. I'm on picnic tables some days, and Jeff's office when he's out of the office. So we're kind of we're homeless when we're here in Santa Monica.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a desk here pretty soon. Guys, any more questions for Jeremy? Well, we got him on the line. We got about 8 more minutes. Otherwise, I am going to give you guys some time back and make sure that you guys definitely join us next week. Ron's going to have some good stuff for us, and then I'm still working on what we're going to do the week after. I'm going to try to get guest speakers and good calls like this on a weekly basis. But I really, really need you guys to do your part and get your teams on these calls. We got about 60 people, 58. And I, with a downline of 1,000, man, I want to get a lot more people on these calls, So get your team and add them to the team page too. I kind of got a little contest going. That's one of the things Jeremy and I were talking about, having another coach nudge you a little bit. And he knows my story around, one of my dearest friends is Lisa Keeler, and I can remember last year, her basically, I'd say last year, probably 18 months ago, she sent me a Facebook message asking me how you get to Diamond. If you know who Lisa Keeler is, she's what, Jeremy, now? She's 7? 8?
I'll tell you. One second. Let me look it up just so I don't do a disservice to her.
She's either a 7 or 8-star Diamond, and she came to me asking me 18 months ago, how do you get to Diamond? So that was... Me and Jeremy kind of talked about that. That was something that lit a fire under me after she reminded me of that story. it's funny, you know, because you see someone like that, and this great to see such a good friend, you know, do very well, but it also kind of lights a fire into you. So that's kind of why me the last couple of weeks has just kind of been really going crazy here. So, but I got a competition with another one of our coaches, name unnamed, to have a bigger team page. So we got to add all. So, okay, guys, we got about 4 minutes left. No more questions for Jeremy.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
JD, I've had a few friends on Facebook that actually live in Europe, and they've seen the infomercials for P90X and Insanity. Know that I'm a coach and have inquired on more than one occasion as to when it might be available. And actually, they're both in England, the two that have most recently asked me the question. They want to know when they can actually start getting this product and, you know, Shakeology. And they see all these posts, and it's not available to them.
Obviously... How do I position this? Let me think here for a second. So a lot of my interest, obviously I have a lot of passion behind helping each of you domestically have success in your business, have a lot of passion behind making this process in the U.S. more fluid so we have better messaging, better website, better IT support. But a big part of my passion, just because my wife and I, you know, we spent so much time in Asia. I've also spent time living in Europe, so I have a little bit of an international bug that I can't get rid of. A huge interest internationally for us to grow and expand, but right now our focus is on the U.S. Domestically, we do have in the near future some things on tap to get into Canada in terms of our products once everything's registered. And then as that starts to happen, then all the other pieces in Europe and in Asia fall into place. And I'm actually not the best person to talk to give you all the latest and greatest details, but I just know we'll streamline some things here domestically in the U.S. And then once we have the base built here, and we do expand internationally. All of that's going to come underneath you guys, and I think that opportunity is going to be pretty dang incredible.
Yeah, we're still in the inception, guys, and all these countries are going to be coming underneath us. That's crazy. Do you know, Jeremy, because I'm getting a lot of questions too. I know that we're kind of got the Hispanic launch, but is there any kind of tentative date for when the coaching is going to open there yet?
Like I said, really the focus right now is on Canada and trying to make Canada work. I do, and I can tell you that Canada is going to be a different model than what you're used to domestically here in the U.S., but the next step for us will be Canada. I would imagine down the road then, just because of what we've got going on right now in Europe, and then also because of the Hispanic launch eventually in Mexico, those will probably be two or three on the docket, and then also down the road moving into Asia. Regardless, that opportunity will be huge, but I think you solidify your team, your base, your focus here first so that you have the leadership to support that international expansion.
Okay. Yeah, Canada is actually, I know, to a lot of us, probably even more attractive at this point than even Mexico. Not to say it's not important, but I know a lot of us have been asked lots of times from Canadian friends that we've known for a long time because they're already getting a lot of our products, obviously. When that's going to open, so that'd be really cool. Okay, guys, we are at 9:28. If there's no more questions, I want to thank you, Jeremy, for joining us, and I'll talk to you next week. I still owe you an email. I'll get that out probably tonight or tomorrow, and then we'll set up a time based on that email when we're going to be available next week.
All right.
Thanks, Jeremy.
All right, you guys take care. Have a good night. Appreciate your time. Hope it was useful.
Cool. Everybody else take care, too. We'll talk to you guys next week, and I'll be putting the recorded information up here in a few minutes for everybody to get onto your teams who couldn't make it. And we'll talk to you next week with Mr. Bradley. Take care, everyone.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff, it's Lance. Sorry.
Hey
can we talk tomorrow about the Firefighter Challenge?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'll give you a jingle tomorrow evening, okay?
Yeah, give me a jingle. Let me know when you're available tomorrow. I don't know if you saw my reply, but I actually have another coach in our downline who's a firefighter that's looking to get something going too.
Yeah, and I have my former department in California. There may be some interest there, and that stuff tends to take off like, quote, wildfire. So
yes, and those types of places are actually considered nonprofit too, right?
That's a good question.
If they're not, I bet you they're affiliated with some type of union who might. It's the same people.
Well, they're very – yeah, it depends. The professional firefighter unions are very strong in California.
Yep.
In the metro areas, so it's something to look into. So it could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, very, very cool. Yeah, I'm available most of the evening tomorrow, and even actually almost all day. I'm going to be kind of incognito for my day job because it's Good Friday, and my boss and their boss isn't even around. So
right, okay.
I'll take a few emergency calls, but for the most part, I will be doing my own thing tomorrow. So if you got time during the day, shoot me a text.
Okay, gotcha.
Cool. And all right. I got your jacket. I just have to get it over to the embroidery place. So I'll probably get it out this weekend sometime.
Sweet. Thank you. Appreciate
that. You bet. P90X in the front, and Sanity in the back, and extra large black.
Alrighty.
Okay. All right. Talk to you soon, bud.
All right. Okay. See ya.